Joined here by head coach Holly Preston of the Gilman City Lady Hawks, we are talking about how at times you're on the wrong side of things and they really hurt because it's the season ender, but you're proud of the girls' fight. Just a back-and-forth game against Winston, coach. It ended up 8-7 in eight innings, if I remember right. What did Winston have last at-bats? Did they score a run in the bottom of the eighth to win it?
Yes, they did.
So you were the lower seed coming in, and unfortunately that means you bat first and Winston bats second. But I asked you if it was a close game. Obviously it was in extra innings, but it was close. You made it sound like for all eight innings last Tuesday.
I mean, yeah, the score was 6-2, like going into the seventh inning, and we scored four runs in the seventh inning, and then we scored two more runs, and then one more run in the eighth inning, but they ended up, like I said, they had the last at bat, and they did score two runs to beat us in the eighth inning.
Boy, proud of your girls, though, for not giving up in the seventh. To get that thing to extra innings says a lot for the girls.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like I said, it had been a close game the whole game, and they kept getting their runs in. We'd get runners on, but we couldn't get them around. We couldn't get them to score. And finally, you know, they could have definitely given up, and they didn't, and they finally pushed him across the plate and, like I said, made that game go into extra innings. So I was definitely proud of him for not giving up.
Is there a hit that comes to mind, Coach, that you felt like just kind of broke open that dam when you wanted to get some runs in the seventh? Did somebody just have a huge hit?
I mean, we, like our freshman, Lane Ward, she had a big hit. I think Ava Langford, another freshman. I think Sydney Gibson had a hit. There was just quite a few. They just kind of finally started falling, and it just kept going from there.
One of the things that I say all the time when I broadcast a game like that, when you know one team is really hurting because, you know, they came close and they ended up a run short or things like that, and it's not your run-of-the-mill season ender because that's going to hurt a little bit worse, is, you know, coaches will tell the girls that are coming back, remember what this feels like, and use that as motivation for the offseason.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You have so much coming back, Coach, and your freshman classes, we called it all season long. It was really a program changer with the level that they have and the numbers that they have. Where can this group, as you look at the girls that come back next year, can they continue to improve?
You know, they definitely can continue to improve. We will be hurting in our pitching. That's definitely going to be something I want. We have two freshman pitchers that definitely have potential, and our junior pitcher that I really want to work on the off season, because we do lose a very strong pitcher that definitely, without her this season, we would not have been as successful as we were. We definitely would have been in a lot more games, but our senior pitcher really carried us also. And without her next year, that's taken a huge loss with that. But I definitely think that we have the potential with our younger pitchers. They're just going to have to put in the work during the offseason to improve.
So freshmen really were a good class for you this year. Eighth grade this year, is there more coming up the pipeline, Coach, as you look at next year's roster?
Yeah, we've got some solid girls coming up, definitely from eighth grade, with I think there were four eighth graders that played junior high, and I definitely think they're going to definitely add to us. One of them is another pitcher. So, you know, as I said, we've got three for sure. Well, two sophomores, and we'll have a freshman pitcher plus our junior pitcher that definitely, there's definitely potential for the next 4 to 5 years.
Hey, the senior that's graduating this year, her last name's Snuffer, right?
Yes.
What is her first name?
Lindsay.
What has she meant to your program for the last 4 years, Coach, especially as your ace pitcher here the last couple of years?
Oh, definitely. I mean, she started out as freshman, and we've been through a lot. She, you know, struggled more her freshman and sophomore year. You could really see the potential, and she's worked hard, and she's gotten extra help during the off season. And just this year, I mean, she finished with like 109 strikeouts. And, you know, that's a big thing, and I think she only had like 40 walks. And she's definitely been the backbone, because we definitely wouldn't have been in a lot of games if we hadn't had her pitching.
Oh, yeah, that's the name of the game in softball. If you got a pitcher, you got a chance. It sounds like as she kind of grew bigger and stronger from a freshman to a senior, Coach, that the power developed in her pitching game. Was there kind of a point where you look back at her career and say, that's kind of where I felt like that she was really throwing the ball at a harder level?
Yeah, definitely. I think last year she struggled a little bit more, but this year she really brought it, and I was really proud of her. You know, we had so many close games this year where our hitting wasn't in it. Well, the only reason we were in it is because of her pitching. A lot of those games, because our hitting was not there half the time this year.
Yeah.
We've struggled with that all season, and if we didn't have her, we wouldn't have been, those games wouldn't even have been close.
Yeah, it was, you know, one of the rare things with your district tournament is you play in the first round Tuesday, you beat Grundy, and then that pushes you into Winston where you lost that 1-8-7. You beat Grundy 13-3. Was that a difficult chore, Coach, having to play two games in one night, or did you feel like that the girls got some really positive momentum that, in the Grundy game, that kind of surged them into Winston?
No, I definitely think it hurt us. I think the girls were exhausted by the end of the night, and I definitely think it had a lot to do with that. I know Lindsay was. She had to end up pitching we were pitching more than I wanted her to the first game. Our younger pitcher just didn't pan out like I thought it was going to, and you know, we were in a half to win situation, so I had to pitch her more than I wanted to, and really she's had better nights. She was more off, and I really think it's because she had to pitch so much.
Yeah, mental fatigue maybe as much as physical, because that's a lot of softball in one night, so that's understandable. How many seniors do you graduate off this year's roster, Coach?
Four, and all four of them started and played a big role this season. You know, I talk about my pitcher, but my catcher, her sister, you know, they've been quite the duo the last 4 years. They've been my go-to. I always knew where they were going to be playing, and they'd be there to carry us through those games as pitcher, catcher. And then I lose a left fielder and a third baseman, so... Yeah, we definitely, which I think those younger girls can fill those spots, but we will definitely miss our seniors.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It sounds like the younger people can play, but it's so important to have some of those young people as they grow older, and a lot of them will be sophomores next year. You watch and see who's going to kind of become leaders on the team, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And, you know, my four seniors that we had been through, you know, we've had some rough years where we're winning one game and we're lucky to win one game, and you know, they have been through a lot, and this year with the younger girls' help, you know, we finally got to see, you know, some success, so I was glad for that for them, and their experience brought a lot to the game. You know, you talk about these freshmen that could have stepped up and taken their positions. Yeah, they could have, but also, their experience brought a lot where they knew how to handle themselves and have faced a lot of the pitchers that we've faced this year. And for the freshmen, it's the first time they're seeing them. So it was good to have their experience. And we're definitely going to miss that next year, too, because I just have two juniors. So
Yeah, the biggest question to be filled next year is just because it's like the quarterback on the football team. If you're a pitcher in softball and you got a good one, you got a chance to be really good, and you need to find out who that's going to be. You have four options. What are the things that you feel like is going to separate whoever takes that lead from the others, Coach?
I really think whoever gets help during the off season and really works on it during the off season.
Just put in the work.
Put in the work. Whoever's going to put in the work, and if they don't, then we're probably going to struggle more next year. So,
I have seen plenty of times you go to a basketball game to cover it, especially HDC level class one in the winter, and as soon as that basketball game is over, there's somebody in there usually working on pitching about 9 o'clock at night. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and that's what we need.
there you go. So there's a job opening at Gilman City. There are going to be about three or four girls that have the potential to take that opening by the time you get to August of next year. Appreciate the time throughout the fall, Coach. Congrats on the increased success at Gilman City, and have fun the rest of the school year.
All right. Thank you.